I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back for another week with us. And Noli, we got coming up on the third week closing off, and you know, we're seeing some separation already early in the first month, but yet when we talk about it and break it all down and look at the numbers, there's not a lot of separation too. There's certainly some low-end teams that just they haven't got anything rolling out of the first month, but certainly at the top end, teams are rolling. Different teams, unexpected teams, still leading divisions in some of the places. You know, those good teams, they're starting to get a little traction going and getting moving in the right direction. And then again, we'll go over it tonight on the show, Dirtbags. But hey, fantastic 3 weeks. It's exciting for me personally or whatever, for sure. I don't know about you, Nolan, but, you know, some new teams, different teams, some teams that you hope that are going to get off to a good start, look good and look exciting. And you're seeing some positive results at the end of the day, and certainly a lot of your teams that you know are going to be there at the end of the year, they're right around that 500 mark. Some are above the 500, but you know, you certainly got two division leaders and one team for, I think, you and I, Nolan, that's on the AL side, that's right below the top team. And you know, we'll discuss and break it down and give our thoughts about it. That, like I said, Dirtbags, it's great to have you back for another week. So before we do get going with the show, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro Hitting Training Device. That's the Rip Grip Pro. You can find them at ripgrippro.com. And of course, the Rope Trainer, which you can find right on our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You head over there. It's a throwing training aid that we wholeheartedly endorse, promote, and use. We use it in our day-to-day training because it's a difference maker. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a difference maker for sure for us. So go out, check it out, see about it. Message us on Instagram or Facebook if you want more information about that. You want to have a product review. You have questions that you want to send in to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on both Facebook and Instagram. So you can find us right there. It's easy. It's simple. Get in touch with us. We will definitely reply and respond with you, communicate with you about all things training included. So we're excited to be here. We got a lot to talk about. It always goes fast, Dirtbags, as you know. Every week it just gets away on us. So settle in. Get that favorite drink. Get that favorite position. However you enjoy listening to us. We're going to be right back here, and we're going to get right after it, and we're going to get dirty.
Scott for Scots here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
It's time. Time to empty your closets, junk drawers, and garage of all your old, unused tech. It's time to bag those batteries that bit the dust. Time to tell that old calculator its days are numbered. Time to tell your old hard drive a hard truth. It's time to go. It's time to recycle it all at Staples for free. Plus, this weekend, you save 15% on your purchase of $30 at Staples when you recycle that tech junk for Earth Day. Offer valid 4/22 and 4/23. Limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
All right, Dirtbags, lots to talk about. Again, thanks for being with us, and sit back and enjoy the show. So, Nolan, all kinds of stuff to talk about. Where do you want to get rolling?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll start out with some contract extensions from the past week. Obviously, you get Logan Webb, 5-year, $90 million. Hunter Green, 6-year, $53 million. And then you have Pablo Lopez. I mean, his is still kind of up in the air, but it sounded like it's going to be a 4-year, $73.5 million contract extension. That one's just, I guess, in terms of where it's at right now, is just putting pen to paper officially to make that deal go through. But, I mean, yeah, either way, those guys, obviously, you're locking up three guys. Pablo Lopez is off to a fantastic start this year. Logan Webb's been the ace of the San Francisco Giants for the past 3 years now. And Hunter Green, I mean, young kid, all sorts of talent. As long as he can stay healthy and everything like that, I think all three of those deals will work out pretty well for their teams.
Absolutely. You got to, all three of those deals have to be made for their teams. There's no question about it. And good for them to get it done early in the season so each one of those players can settle in and do what they're capable of doing. Like you said, I mean, Hunter Green had the comebacker there the other night in his start, had to lead the game, but by all sounds, he got lucky. He's going to be back out there. I think it is this Saturday for his start. He shouldn't miss a start, so that's good. You want to see that guy on the field. We all know what he's capable of doing. Like you said, Logan Webb, stud out there in San Francisco, and those are the guys they need to get signed, right? And the Pablo Lopez one has been a great trade for Minnesota. Hey, they're leading the Central right now and stuff like that. Not just solely because of him, but you know what it's like to have an anchor in that staff, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, him right now with Sonny Gray, obviously. Sonny Gray's been unbelievable so far to start out the year with Minnesota, one of the tops in the major leagues for ERA right now. Obviously, his sub-1 ERA won't continue throughout the entirety of the season. But, I mean, that's exactly what you expect to get from guys like that, especially with Minnesota being cold at this time of year. Like, you expect your pitchers to go out there and dominate. Dog days of summer, obviously, it'll warm up and the hitters will get more used to it. So, I mean, those guys might not stay around the same numbers as what they're at right now. But right now, man, Minnesota's just rocking on all cylinders.
Yeah, they look good, right? Leading the Central right now, 10-7, up a game on Cleveland. Cleveland's playing as of the recording. I think they were tied. What was it? Tied maybe going into the 10th? Was that what I saw? But, you know, they're playing good baseball as well or whatever. But Minnesota, it's great to see them right back up there. Obviously, last year, for whatever reason, it just didn't work for them, the same as the White Sox, right? But, yeah, great to see them back there and rolling.
Brewers got a couple injuries to worry about right now. Obviously, Corbin Burns suffers a pectoral strain against the Mariners there a couple nights ago. And Brandon Woodruff is going to be out for a while with a shoulder, grade 2 strain in his shoulder. Obviously, those are their two big horses there. Freddie Peralta, number 3 starter there. But you're looking at it, man, and like the start that Milwaukee got off to, you don't love it when you see those two guys going down. And then top that off, you got Garrett Mitchell, who also left the game the other night with an injury. So, I mean, there goes your center fielder and your top two pitchers. Like, now Corbin Burns said that he wasn't too worried about the pectoral strain, but Garrett Mitchell right now, obviously, young kid, but he's off to a good start. And yeah, Brandon Woodruff, obviously he's been one of the better pitchers in the National League when he is healthy, over the past 4 or 5 years. And yeah, you just can't lose guys like that when you're trying to stay in the hunt.
Well, and it's such a unexpected event with those two guys, right? We're just so used to them being out there on the mound for Milwaukee Brewers and being the Cy Young hunt, either one of them. Obviously Burns are a little ahead of Woodruff the last couple of years, but you just get just so accustomed to them being there. So Craig Counsell's got some work ahead of him, man. Those are two big hammers that I don't care what you say. You're looking up going, I got to do some navigation here. We got to, you know, they got some depth. They got Peralta and different guys there. So they should be able to stabilize it, but still, man, that's two anchors, like you said, two big hammers that all of a sudden you're looking and going, holy boy, Burns, I hope you're right. I hope it's nothing major, and let's let it settle down, get you back out there, get a good little start going, see how it works, and get going, because exactly right, they're playing great baseball right now, Milwaukee.
Then just a couple more injuries to talk about. Obviously, Jeffrey Springs out for the year, Tommy John surgery. Jacob DeGrom, the always injured Jacob DeGrom, once again injured, wrist soreness. Don't know what the timetable is going to be like for that one. Then you get Joe Musgrove coming back from injury, set to make his season debut. But here's a big one for you, Kirky. So Los Angeles Dodgers, not going to talk about Clayton Kershaw yet. We'll talk about that in the second segment. Obviously, he won his 200th game. So, I mean, we got to give him his proper praise once we get into that segment. But Mookie Betts, obviously placed on the paternity leave, expecting a child on the way in the next couple of days. But they're possibly going to put him at shortstop when he returns from the paternity leave due to the Los Angeles Dodgers basically not having a shortstop right now. Thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I saw them. Yeah, I saw that one on the news wire there today. And you know what, Dirtbags, that's, at the end of the day, I'm just excited to see Mookie Betts on the field right now. I love it, man. They had him at second preseason, coming into the season now, maybe shortstop. Hey, there you go, man. If your amateur coaches out there, your amateur players there, it's another reason why you want to try to become as complete a player and try all positions. Try all the positions that you can, so you never know what you might like, right? I, a quick side shoot off of that. I remember when you and Braden went over to France back in 2017, Nolan, you were managing the team, and Braden got home after that season. It was like, yeah, Nolan, we had some shortstop depth or whatever and that. So he shot me out to the outfield, and he had never played outfield in his whole life. He ended up loving it, right? He was like, all those years I never played and wow, what a great experience it was. So again, right, you love seeing it, and good for Mookie to step up and be that leader like he is and just say, hey, you know what? You need me to do it? I'm all in.
Well, right now, yeah, it seems like the Dodgers have a good amount of outfield depth. Obviously, Trace Thompson got off to a great start. James Outman, they're wanting to find him at bats as many as they can because he's looked pretty good when he's been in the lineup and everything like that. But the Miguel combination up the middle has not worked out exactly how the Dodgers had it planned out for at the start of the year. So, I mean, that's why, yeah, Mookie Betts, I mean, sliding in at shortstop, obviously it's a position that he hasn't had too much playing time with, came up as a second baseman throughout the Boston Red Sox organization when he was there in the minor leagues, obviously blocked by Dustin Pedroia at the major league level at that time, which led to him becoming a right fielder. And now, yeah, I mean, shortstop is going to be completely foreign to him. So it's going to be an interesting trial by fire, but realistically, I mean, the guy apparently was a Gold Glove caliber second baseman, according to a lot of the people that scouted him and everything like that. And obviously you heard DeRoe talking about it, like Mark DeRosa talking about it during the World Baseball Classic, saying Mookie Betts was fielding balls at second base and shortstop, and you wouldn't guess that he was in that position, right? So, I mean, it's one of those ones where get into game time scenario, obviously it'll be a bit of a learning curve. But end of the day, I mean, Mookie Betts is a consummate pro. Like, I'm not too worried about that. If it works out for him, then that's going to be a huge added bonus to the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. But, I mean, right now they just need healthy bodies and guys that can actually play, because they're off to a tough start by their standards.
Yeah, for sure they are. But it's nice to see Max Muncy. He's swinging it pretty good again. Obviously, last year, you know, right around that 200 and sitting under 200 all year or whatever. And it's just good to see him back there being stabilized in the lineup a little bit. Freddie Freeman's doing what he does. You know, they're going to be all right. I like that James Outman. He was batting leadoff for them in today's game. And he just looks like he's going to be a real solid player for them. And again, they just do the right thing, right? They get it done. They get it done. I mean, Noah Syndergaard went out there, signed what, the 1 year deal or whatever it was. And you know, they're good at teaching pitching. They're good at developing pitching. They're good at readjusting pitchers. And, you know, he's off to a nice little start with them or whatever. So lots of depth there. And the way the Padres are playing right now, geez, why not? You've got time, right? Because really Arizona's playing good baseball and the rest of them are just kind of, they're still navigating their way. And well, the Padres, they just haven't found anything at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, Manny Machado today, it was funny. He said more or less, like, I'll say it without the swear words, but it was basically like, hey, you guys can get on board now before our offense starts rolling. Because once our offense starts rolling, the train's left the station. Don't jump on this bandwagon. But we'll be right back here after the break. Dirtbags to talk more about the Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Like Nolan was talking about before the break, let's talk about Mr. 200 wins, Nolan. Dirtbags, Clayton Kershaw, and he did it in the Dodgers uniform too. All 200 of them in the Dodgers uniform. Classic, quality guy, obviously. Professional. Done it all. Hall of Famer, but now he's got number 200, Nolan. And boy, was he ever fired up last night. Great to see the emotion. Great to see the passion. And doing it at home, right in the home park, right?
No, I mean, it was one of those games where it was just vintage Clayton Kershaw. 7 innings, 9 Ks. They win the game 5-0 against the New York Mets. He became the 13th player to win 200 games with one franchise. He's third all-time in a Dodgers uniform behind. Don Drysdale is 209. Don Sutton's 233. Became the 6th player in modern era history to win his 200th game before his 100th loss. So, I mean, his career record is 288 losses. 200 wins, 88 losses, 694 win percentage. He recorded his 2,833rd strikeout in the game, moving him past Mickey Lawler for 22nd place all time. The list kind of just goes on and on, right, with Clayton Kershaw. Like you said, I mean, he's guaranteed for the Hall of Fame. Fourth active player for 200 wins behind Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Zach Greinke. This is a fair question for you, Kirk. How many other pitchers do you think will get to the 200 mark? Like Adam Wainwright, I mean, obviously he's knocking on the door. He's at 193. As long as he's healthy, I mean, realistically, I could see him getting to that 200 mark. But there's not a heck of a lot of pitchers out there in today's day and age of baseball that you could say are going to have 200 wins.
Well, that's it. I mean, great question. There's going to be others there that'll find the ways to do it and stuff like that. It's just going to be done a different way, right? Like, you know, they've been saying it for what, a decade now, you know, 200 is the new 300 for victories, the way they navigate pitching staffs and starters and all that type of stuff. But for me, it's all about, you know, yeah, I want to see a guy get to 200 wins, but boy, I talk about it all the time. I love those starters that are the aces that go out there and they don't look at 5 innings, man. They're disappointed when they throw 5 innings, 6 innings. They want that 7, 8, 9. They want it. They want the ball. They don't want to give it up. They want to earn their win from pitch one to pitch done. And that's, you know, that's a tough one, Nolan. That really is a tough one because that's a heck of an accomplishment, man. When you think about it, 200 wins, 88 losses, that's going out and doing the job year after year after year after year. Yes, he's had a lot of good teams behind him in the career with the Dodgers, but still, you got to go out there and perform. Man, if you've never pitched Dirtbags, it's not easy. It's really not. And not when you're playing against the best of the best in the whole world. It's tough. You've done it, Nolan. You know what I'm talking about. It's not easy, right? Those days where you feel great coming out of the bullpen, you think you got a win in your hip pocket, and all of a sudden you get shellacked in 3 innings. The next time you come out, you're feeling achy, painy, sore. Nothing's working in the bullpen. All of a sudden you're throwing 7 innings later, half a dozen strikeouts or more or whatever, and you're just like laughing and going, man, it all came together. It's a tough thing to do, man. They talk about hitting being, you know, one of the hardest things in the world to do with spiking a volleyball. Pitching and being successful and winning, that's tough as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, when wins today are an arbitrary stat for an individual pitcher. Just because, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it and everything like that, right? But, like, end of the day, man, I mean, you got to have a good team around you. Like, you look at a guy like Jacob deGrom, right? Like, if you wanted to say Jacob deGrom right now could have been in that 150 win mark, absolutely he could have been, because what, his ERA for most of his time in a Mets uniform was basically right around the 2 mark. And it seemed like every game he was going out there letting up 1 run, 2 runs, and his team was either scoring none or 1 run, right? So, I mean, for a guy to get to the 200 mark, obviously there's a lot of luck involved in it. But, I mean, Clayton Kershaw, like, he's a guy that, like, I kind of wonder at the end of the day if basically, because obviously the past couple of years he's been a free agent and has had the opportunity to sign in other places, but he always ends up re-upping on one-year deals and everything like that with the Dodgers. Like, I always wonder, like, does he just basically tell other teams, like, hey, I'm not going to sign with you. Like, cause that's ultimately what I think it comes down to at the end of the day. Cause, and realistically, where else are you going to have the opportunity to win year in, year out? Like for 99% of Clayton Kershaw's career, the Dodgers have had a relatively good to playoff team. Like there was a couple years there where, I mean, obviously they were just horrible before they got on their stretch run of what, 11 straight or no, sorry, I guess it was 9 straight and the Giants broke that mark the 1 year, but then basically 11 out of 12 or something like that for division champions in the NL West. Like obviously there's a lot of success and at the end of the day, I mean, players at his age, like they just want to get the opportunity to try and win a World Series. His only World Series.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
His only World Series realistically has an asterisk beside it to me because it was the COVID year. Like there were so many teams that you got to go through the grind of 162, right, to get to the World Series and everything like that. That COVID year, obviously there were 60 games. I mean, don't get me wrong. You still have the World Series. You still have the ring on it. But like if we're going to call the Astros 2017 a huge asterisk beside it, and I'm not going to debate that one. That one obviously is a huge asterisk. I believe it is. I don't believe that they should have been still awarded for their World Series title. Same as what they do in college, right? Like I believe that they should have just completely removed it from them, taken away all basically any sort of rings, any sort of acknowledgement of that ever happening, right? But either way, like, I mean, the Dodgers, man, year in, year out, you know that they're going to be either a playoff team or right in the hunt for the playoffs.
Well, that's it, right? The last 2 years, they talked about them going home to Texas, right? They with the Texas movement going on with the players and then the pitchers and, you know, there was a hard rumbling and stuff like that. But I don't even think, I think like you said, it was basically a phone call and he was like, you know what, I'd love to pitch in Texas, but I'm a Dodger. I'm a Dodger Blue at the end of the day, right? And how can you argue with that? And how could he really realistically move on? I get it. We've seen all kinds of great players move on in their career or whatever. And that almost everybody, it seems like, right. But it's just a fit for him for sure. And like you said, 2017, that was a year that obviously burns the Dodgers dramatically. They talked about it for years afterwards. Right. And how devastated they were about that and how it ended and everything else. But at the end of the day, 200 wins, Dodger Blue, and a great guy to do it. He had it all. Heat, the slide, the deuce, 12-6. The crowd was rocking and rolling, man. Those are those games where if you're a teammate, you just want to stop and enjoy the view, right? You always hear talk about it, right? They're just a fan at that point in time. They're playing a game. They're helping them win a game, but they're just a fan at that point in time.
Yeah, and I mean, especially like you said, the Dodger Blue, just one team for your entire career, like it adds to the legacy. It really does. Because like you want to talk about guys like Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole and everybody like that, right? Max Scherzer even. Like those are guys that have bounced around from team to team. And I'm not necessarily going to say that they're chasing the ring. But like same time, you look at it and you're like, man, these are guys, like obviously Verlander left Detroit after sucking for what, 3 years in a row pretty much, and goes down to Houston. Obviously that was via trade. It wasn't via free agency, but then he had the option to go and play somewhere else. Obviously he re-upped and everything like that. Now he's in New York Mets and it's like, man, like now it just seems like you're chasing that ring. But like,
well, that's it, right? For the player side of it, for sure you're chasing a ring, and why not? I mean, if you want to, then that's what it's all about for. You play for the World Series champions. That's what you want to be at the end of the day, right? Uh-huh. And from the team side of it, you're a hired gun. That's what you're doing. I'm bringing you in because you've proven that you can win those games. You've proven that you can direct and navigate the team, in this case pitching we're talking about, the pitching staff, in the right direction to get us the most wins through 162, or at least enough wins to get into the playoffs. And then we know what you're capable of doing in the playoffs. You're going to take it and you're going to run with it. You're going to put the big load on your shoulders. And when the big game is there, you're going to get her done. Now, Kershaw hasn't always got it done in the playoffs. That's a bit of a blip on him, right? It's not going to knock him out of the Hall of Fame, obviously.
My Cardinals.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't figure them out.
If you have a blip on them, that's the only thing really at the end of the day, right? Not being able to get her done in the playoffs. And Yes, it's huge. It is huge. I get that. But at the end of the day, hey, playoffs are a different beast too. It's just, it goes different.
Mm-hmm. No, but my point being though, like those hired guns, right? Like it hurts their legacy at the fact that they're going to different teams and everything like that. Like that's why Kershaw, man, you know what? End of the day, he was hands down one of the greatest pitchers of this generation, if not the best pitcher of this generation. Certainly the best left-handed pitcher of this generation. It's not even close. But I mean, yeah, like that guy, kudos to him. Tip my cap. I want to jump into one more thing quick, another historical aspect. Mike Trout, right? The best hitter of this generation. Fourth player in his age 31 season to reach 300 doubles, 300 home runs, 200 stolen bases. The other guys, Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, and Willie Mays. So, I mean, tip my cap to Mike Trout. I want to see you get into the playoffs. I don't think it's going to be in a Los Angeles Angels uniform. I've said it a million times. I'm going to continue to say it until he's traded because they still look like an abysmal team this year outside of Shohei Ohtani and him. But, I mean, either way, Mike Trout, congratulations.
Yeah, without question, right? I mean, we all know it, and we all talk about it till the conversation is old and done with, right? But, hey, he's got it. The numbers are there. He's with the cream of the crop, the best of the best. The only thing that isn't going with it other than that is, like you said, a World Series of playoff opportunities. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here to answer the curtain call questions, and we've got some real good ones for this one.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of double stacked JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolly, right out of the gate. Rays, AL, Braves, NL. Are they the cream of the crop? Are they the best of the best?
Braves are. I don't really think it's that close in the National League either. Like, the Braves just look absolutely dominant. They've won 8 straight, obviously, coming into today's games. They've absolutely steamrolled every team that they played. Austin Riley's looking legit. Ron LaCuna looks like he's in MVP form again. Ozzie Albee's obviously back and healthy. Sean Murphy's looked great. The list goes on and on. Spencer Strider tying John Smoltz's record for, 8 consecutive wins or something like that?
8 consecutive games with 9 Ks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay. But yeah, you're looking at it, and outside of the couple blips in the road from their rookie pitchers, you can't find a flaw in that team. Like, Max Fried comes back off the IL and just absolutely diced up the Padres there last night. Like, I mean, you can sit here and try and nitpick at whatever you want to, but I think you're more or less an idiot if you try and sit here and say that they're not the best team in the NL. The Rays, here's my thing, right? So the Rays, statistically speaking and everything like that, yes, absolutely, they're the best team in the American League. But guess what happened when they played Toronto? They got handled. Like, you're looking at the competition that the Rays have played this year. It just hasn't been to that level that I can sit here and say, yeah, they're definitively the best team in the American League. Are they top three? Sure. I can't debate you on that one. If anybody tries to debate you on that one, same thing. They're a fool. Like, there's absolutely no way that you can't debate that the Rays are a top three team. Statistically, record-wise, yada, yada, yada. You want to go on and on. Heck, they have the second longest active home run streak to start a season of all time. And they're one behind the Seattle Mariners, who in 2019 hit 20 home runs to start out the season. Right, the Rays are at 19 straight games to start out the year. They're 16-3. Their pitching staff's been phenomenal. Their hitters have all been phenomenal, right? They got 5 guys that have 4 more home runs. Brandon Lau looks like he's back to being the Brandon Lau that got him top 10 finishes for MVP in 2020 and 2021. Randy Rosarena looks great. Wander Franco looks great. Yandy Diaz has 6 bombs, for goodness sakes, and he's batting leadoff, right? So, I mean, the Rays are an absolutely great team, yes. But to me, I still think the Blue Jays right now, just because the Blue Jays handled them, are the better team in the American League.
Yeah, I can't go away from that because you're right. I mean, they're scheduled to start the season, Tampa Bay, certainly not even remotely close to the challenges of, you know, your Toronto, your Yankees. And 2 out of 3, the Jays took. You know, they were undefeated coming into Toronto. Toronto took 2 of 3. And, you know, McClanahan shut the door. He put an end to that, which you're supposed to, right, as the ace. You got him as this season's prediction for Cy Young. You know, again, I got Cole or whatever and stuff like that, but he did exactly what you're supposed to do. And that's what they're capable of doing with their pitching staff. We know it. I mean, offensively, against the teams they've played, bar none. Like you said, hey, you can't debate it. There's nothing to debate. They've gone in against weaker teams, and they've dominated. They haven't beat them. They've dominated against them. So, absolutely. But you're right. I mean, the Braves, with that question, Braves far and away right now just look so good on both sides of the field. So good. So good. And exactly right. I think that Tampa and Toronto right now, out of the first opening, almost 3 weeks in, they're both right there. They're good teams. So, great question. Here's another one, Nolan. Right now, best division in baseball?
American League East. Obviously, I mean, we just kind of talked about it. You got the Tampa Bay Rays, best record in the American League. Best record in baseball. You got the Toronto Blue Jays, who I believe is the best team in the American League. You got the New York Yankees. You got the upstart Baltimore Orioles, who, I mean, Adley Rutschman has just been exactly as advertised, right? Like, he's been off to a fantastic start. Ryan Mountcastle, obviously up there for American League RBI, or sorry, Major League RBI leaders. And then you got the Boston Red Sox bringing it up the rear, who in their own right have handled their own business. Outside of obviously the unfortunate news of Adam Duvall going down there a couple of days ago. But, like, Like, everybody in that division right now is just so tight. They're all 500, right? They're all playing good baseball. Like, it's got to be the best division in baseball. Obviously, NL West, if you wanted to try and make that argument, you could have made it before the year, but now the year started and every team kind of sucks out there, right? Like,
yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, as of this recording, like you said, every team is 500 or above. Even Boston is at 9-9. Chris Sale looks better every start. He's coming back or whatever and stuff like that. Again, it could take a turn for the worse. The next one, you just don't know right now. But right now, they even look good. And I wouldn't say, I mean, I'm not looking at them being there at the end of the year. I just don't think those pitchers are there for Boston or whatever. I think their lineup's going to keep them in the games once they all get settled into their places. And, you know, that Tristan Cassis keeps evolving and developing, and you know, the Japanese signing, he hasn't done well at all. He's struggled out of the gate. He's not carrying on from the World Baseball Classic at all or whatever and that. But you know what? I think he's going to be fine. But exactly right. Yankees 10-7, Baltimore 10-7 right now, Toronto 11-7 as the recording. Tampa's at 16-3. You're telling me you're sitting in your dugout right now going 16-3, and I'm sitting there thinking we're up by 10 games in the first month, and I turn around and we're only up by 4.5 on Toronto, 5 on Baltimore and the Yankees. I mean, that's a tough division, that big American League East. They're all back there right now. You're looking at 4 of 5 teams wild card right now. You know, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're right there. Like, that is a juggernaut of a division, stuff like that. For me, I would maybe say the second division, if that question had a came in or whatever and that, hey, I got to say the NL Central, but it's not because of what you would think it would be. You're looking at Milwaukee, Chicago, 10-6, two back. Pittsburgh, 11-7, two back. And there's your St. Louis, which you would think would be there. They just haven't got anything going at all. They look lost. They look like they're playing under pressure. They're trying to force wins for the new manager. It's just not working at all. And Cincinnati is just Cincinnati right now. We know they're not going to be there. They're a year or two away yet. But boy, that Pittsburgh team, and that's NL Central, like Pittsburgh and Chicago. Stroman's pitching great for the Cubbies. Wisdom's tearing the cover off. Bellinger is starting to settle in. You know, Ian Happ is doing great things. Swanson's starting to settle in and really do a nice job. Pittsburgh, Andrew McCutchen, MVP back. And he just looks like he's having fun down there. I know we touched on it last week with his home opener and that, but he looks good too. That's a good start for that division.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously the injuries in Milwaukee kind of dampers that one a little bit. But like you said, I mean, Chicago's rotation has been better than advertised. Pittsburgh obviously playing above kind of what everybody expected, especially with the O'Neill Cruz injury. Cincinnati's been just Cincinnati, right? St. Louis has sucked. Ollie Marmol, I mean, you got fans calling for his head. Like, let's put it that way. You got fans in St. Louis calling for his head. And I mean, I'm not entirely opposed to it either. And like, this is his second year on the job. And we're, well, what, 3 weeks into the season, but that's it. No, St. Louis, they expect to win. Like, and you can't
pitch.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. There's no other way to describe it. Their pitching staff is atrocious. Like, you need Adam Wainwright back, and you got to make a move immediately to try and find a starting pitcher, or you got to rely on one of your young bucks down in the system. Because I don't know what to say about St. Louis, but their offense is there, just they can't hit with guys in scoring position. Like, it's just not a good team right now. And yeah, I mean, I can fully understand why fans are calling for Ollie's head. But no, yeah, I mean, I agree with that statement of them probably being the second best division. AL Central's a little bit weak still, obviously. Minnesota's kind of taking care of what they need to take care of right now. AL West, same thing. The Astros have not gotten off to a good start at all either.
No.
Like, the Astros have struggled right out of the gate. Obviously, Texas, I mean, there was obviously the expectation that Texas was going to take the next step forward, especially with all the offseason moves that they made the past couple of years. Josh Jung's looked legit. He's looked legit to start out the year, man. That's a dark horse AL Rookie of the Year right now.
Yep. And right. Jonah Heim is starting to settle in again. He's starting to put numbers to get back there again. And we've seen him do it in the past. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of Bruce Bochy ball in there and that. Just a good veteran manager, right? Just guy with that Hall of Fame career and that. Maybe he's just able to settle it down, navigate it. Like you said, you know, the DeGrom thing is going to be interesting. Johnny Gray got hit there right flush on the forearm there the other day. But again, negative results. Looks like he's going to be back out there again against Oakland on the weekend. So that's, thank God for that one. That one worked out well for them, or at least it looks like it's going to. And, you know, and the Angels are just kind of, they're above 500, and yet, you know, Otani's really not, really hasn't got hitting yet. You know, Trout's doing okay or whatever and that, but Rendon has been in and out of the lineup. You know, Urshela's been a great deal for them and that. He doesn't have the home runs, but he's got real nice numbers other than that.
Zach Neto obviously getting called up and David Fletcher getting outrighted off of the 40-man. And then,
Logan O'Hope is but good for them. Boy, young catcher, another good looking. That was that trade for Brandon Marsh, right, with the Philadelphia Phillies last year. Yep. So, you know what? Looks like a nice little... Again, almost like that Pablo Lopez, Luis Arias trade, right? Not those type of players, but win-win. You're right.
Marsh has been off to a fantastic start, too, in Philadelphia this year. So, I mean, that's a good trade. Well, but then, you're looking at Seattle, obviously, up top. They need Robbie Ray back to really help them out. But, I mean, they haven't even gotten off to the start that a lot of people thought that they'd get off to either, Seattle. Like, it's kind of been a ho-hum season so far for them. Logan Gilbert's obviously been basically as good as advertised. Luis Castillo, he's been their only guy that you could say consistently has dominated on the pitching end of it. And then Jared Kelenic has been their only consistent hitter so far, in my eyes, from what I've seen. But, I mean, either way. And then, you jump over to the NL East. If people want to make that argument, what has anybody in the NL East done outside of the Atlanta Braves?
Like, well, here's our next question. Here's our last question then before this one's done. It's from a Philly fan or whatever, and that it is. What are we feeling about Philly? 8-11 right now. Do they just need to get Harper back? Do they need to get, what is it that just doesn't seem to be flowing for them?
Hey, in 2 weeks, you guys have your starting first baseman for the rest of the season in Bryce Harper, and you guys will be fine. Plain and simple. JT Realmuto hasn't gotten off to the start that he normally does. Trey Turner obviously just hit his first home run today off Mike Clevenger. Kyle Schwarber, he's been slow starting, but he'll pick it up as it goes on. Like I said, Brandon Marsh, he's done his thing. Bryson Stott has been night and day compared to last year offensively. Still holding his own defensively. Like, I mean, Philly, you can't be too worried. Aaron Nola's kind of sucked right out of the get-go. Zach Wheeler, same thing. He's kind of sucked right out of the get-go. Once it gets warm there, man, don't even worry about the Phillies. They'll be fine. They'll be right around that 90-win mark again this year. The Mets have kind of sucked so far. I mean, Max Scherzer gets tossed from his game today for using an illegal substance. So right now, if I'm the Phillies, I'm sitting there looking at it, and, like, the expectation has to be to finish second in the NL East. That's got to be the realistic
expectation. Yeah, and I think it's doable.
Yeah.
I think it's doable. I mean, the Mets 11-7. Miami, hey, great for Miami, 10-9 right now. Phillies 8-11. Again, we know dirtbags were in the first 3 weeks. We get that. But you know what? Like I said at the top of the show, right, it's interesting to see it. You got teams that you expected to be there, but certainly teams that you would have thought be doing better right now, and they're not. So anyways, we're going to be right back here in a second with our final thought.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what's happening tomorrow. The cheater is back, Fernando Tatis Jr. Let's see if that can spark up the offense down there in San Diego. I mean, so far, he tore it up in the minors. Obviously, he's missed the past year plus various injuries and the suspension from the PEDs for 80 games. I'm going to be interested to see what position they actually have him playing. I think it's going to be right field based on everything that I've heard. I don't really know how to feel about that one. Him coming back, obviously. I started this out by saying, here comes the cheater, right? So I hope he's grown up. I hope he's matured. I hope he's a better player tomorrow than he was last year. Or sorry, 2 years ago, I guess, technically speaking. But, like, same time, San Diego just needs some rejuvenation. They need some offense going down there if they want to make a legitimate push in the National League to try and surpass the San Diego Padres. Or, sorry, the Atlanta Braves. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's my final thought. Stay tuned, and yeah, we'll kind of see how Fernando Tatis does in the next couple of weeks.
You hit the nail on the head, man. I hope the conversation with Machado and whoever else he had to have conversations with have paid off, because, you know, yes, he's got a whole lifetime of career ahead of him, but on the other side of it, he's got a blip of a career if he messes up again. You know, I don't care how talented you are. The game's always going to carry on, right? It's never going to stop. So, hey, if you're a Padres fan, you're hoping for the very best. As a baseball fan, you're hoping for the very best. But, boy, I sure hope he's learned his lesson, because he needs to. I'm disappointed in the kid. I'll say it right there. I'm flat out disappointed. He's not a bag in my mind in any way, shape or form of what we look at as a dirtbag. So, dirtbags, we do thank you for listening. We do thank you for being a part of the nation. Always, you know that we do it for you. We cannot do it without you, and we won't do it without you. Keep sending in your questions. Keep sending in your training inquiries. Keep sending in product reviews, whatever it is. DM us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. We'll get it. We'll get it answered with you. We'll talk with you, communicate with you. Whatever needs to be done, you have our guarantee. You have our promise. So go to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you're looking for apparel, you're looking for the rope trainer, we've got it all there for you. Happy to love having you in it. So unfortunately, it is that time, though, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.